Welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here on a Friday morning. Unusual time to speak with Ben Jedlicka, but we brought him on the show here today. He's a game warden with the Wildlife Parks and Tourism. Good to have you back, Ben.
Hi, Brandon.
How are you doing this morning, Ben?
It's another great day. Well, harvest season is underway, and we have a antlerless deer season that opens on Saturday, closes on Monday. We've always taken youth and disabled hunters for many, many years. Now, we've been doing this for years and years, but we kind of have a program now called R3. And Tana Fancher with Kansas Wildlife and Parks is the coordinator for that program. And she's with us today.
Yeah, welcome, Tana.
Hi, thank you both. It's so awesome to be here. It's my my first time on, so I really appreciate it. And thanks for that introduction, Ben. Like Ben said, I am the R3 coordinator with KDWPT. So R3 stands for recruitment, retention, and reactivation. So my job is really focused on trying to get more people participating in outdoor recreation. And that aim really stemmed from a national decline in hunting and fishing license sales, which is problematic, especially in a state like Kansas that doesn't receive any local tax dollars. So funding for wildlife management and conservation in the state comes from the sale of hunting and fishing licenses or from federal excise taxes placed on hunting and fishing equipment, firearms, and ammunition. So when license sales are down, wildlife management and conservation funds in the state can really suffer. So my job is to try to combat that and introduce more people into the great outdoors.
Wonderful. And so this week can be a good opportunity for that here, especially with a couple of deer processing events. And I'll let whoever wants to take that. You want to talk a little bit more about that, Ben, the deer processing events you have?
Sure. That is starting. We're going to do it on both days, Saturday and Sunday. The weather's going to be great. In fact, it's going to be a little bit warm. So starting on Saturday at 1 o'clock, we are going to process deer at Wee Bear Lodge. And Wee Bear Lodge is beyond University Park. So University Park Road is about halfway between Manhattan and Randolph. And you'll go a right turn toward the lake on University Park. But don't turn toward the golf course at University Park. Continue on the pavement, and the next road will be Tan Mangle Road. I don't know where that name came from, but it's probably an old Indian thing. It was a Girl Scout cabin long ago, and it is operated and maintained by Riley County Fish and Game Association. And we are starting on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Now, what will be missing on Saturday is field dressing your deer. I'm sure that by 1 o'clock, we're going to be in the 80s, and we'll go ahead and have those deer field dressed before we start processing. The public's invited at any time after 1 o'clock. Because we're starting at 1 o'clock, doesn't mean you have to show up at 1 o'clock. But if you're interested in knowing how to process your own deer, and it applies to other things too, we do a squirrel hunt. A lot of that is very similar. And on Sunday, we're going to do the same. 10 o'clock on Sunday. Now, first thing, right out of the gate on Sunday at 10 o'clock, it won't be that long after a deer may have been taken on Sunday morning, and we will field dress a deer.
Okay, so very, very good opportunities here, and this kind of goes into the whole idea of why it's so important to hunt deer. And Tana, you mentioned your job is to recruit and get new people hunting. As far as youth are concerned, is that kind of your primary target area?
No, so that's a really interesting question. Actually, historically, most of our programs have focused on youth. And some of the challenges with that are that obviously youth don't have access to a vehicle. They can't just go drive around and attend our programs all on their own will or access to disposable income. So really, we can reach out and inspire youth, and that's wonderful. But if they don't have the support through their families, through older mentors, it's really can be hard to get them involved. So a lot of the programming that I look at, we still focus on youth, but we've also moved away to focus on especially young adult hunters to really get them involved, because they do have that means of transportation, some disposable income, and can get involved more quickly. And then we see a trickle down effect either socially throughout their friend groups or within family units as well. They end up teaching their kids, and it's just a more effective means of outreach.
Yeah, and obviously we've talked to Ben here on the program for a long time and about the importance of controlling the deer population. They tend to migrate a little bit more here, it seems like, in the fall. But that is so important here because we don't want it to get out of control.
Absolutely. Hunters and anglers play such an important role, be it in population management or, like I was talking about, the funding that goes back to wildlife management and conservation before. So it's really important, and we certainly appreciate those who get out, and we want to support them. And for anybody new that's interested, we want to make sure these resources are available. So what Ben's doing is so important, because this year, particularly with some of the challenges of COVID, some of our meat processing areas are a little bit backed up. And so places where folks might normally take a deer to have it processed and ready to go into the freezer are backed up and may not be able to take deer. So Ben and Todd Levin putting on a clinic like this has been wonderful. We've got some great partnerships with the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, as well as Walton's Everything But the Meat. And they're going to put on this processing clinic. So I couldn't be more excited. This is so important this year when folks might not have access to those resources otherwise. It's a DIY.
Yeah, no doubt. And it seems to me like
Brandon that, Peoples.
Yes. Go ahead, Ben.
May I mention that in the old days, way back, a barrier to going hunting was hunter education. Now, there is a hunter education class starting October 20th, but it's not a barrier anymore. Anyone may hunt without hunter education. There is an apprentice hunting license available, but the restriction is you must be with an adult that has had hunter education. So I just want to get that out there, that we do have a hunter education class starting October 20th. It goes Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday. But the whole, one of the focuses of R3 is to eliminate the barriers to hunting and fishing.
Yeah, barriers are...
Absolutely.
I agree with that. And, you know, one of the barriers for someone like myself who's not actually been hunting before would be the processing part here, knowing what to do after you make your first kill out there hunting. And this is going to help a lot of folks, I think.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Brandon.
I'll add to that.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I'll add to that. I will have electric knives at this event on Saturday and Sunday. So if someone were to go fishing and wanted to know how to clean a fish, bring it up to the cabin. We will have what we need to clean fish. And there again, that may be a barrier to someone fishing or squirrel hunting or deer hunting. We'll have a lot of expertise up there, and we plan on enjoying ourselves.
Tana, did you want to add to that at all? Or?
No, absolutely. I think Ben's pretty well covered it. We're going to have a really great time, and this will be a great opportunity because Kurt with BHA is going to take a deer all the way from a raw harvest form to packaged, ready to go in the freezer with really simple equipment, like a knife and a cutting board. So this is so accessible to all. You don't have to have any fancy equipment. You don't have to spend a lot of money. We're really excited about this effort.
All right. And again,
bring some water, bring a lawn chair. It'll be a great day. The view is terrific. We can't wait to see the public up there. Again, it's 1 o'clock on Saturday, 10 o'clock on Sunday, October 10th, or tomorrow, right?
That's right.
11th.
Yeah, tomorrow and Sunday. So
I'm sure, Brandon Peoples, it's going to be fascinating.
I agree. I think it will be very and very informing for a lot of folks here who need that help. Ben, is there anything else you wanted to highlight here before we let you go? Got a couple minutes?
Go outside, enjoy it.
All right. Tana, anything else from you?
Just really quick, I know we've got a lot of feedback that it's been hard to find a hunter education class for those that are interested in getting started. So I wanted to be sure to highlight our apprentice license. So our apprentice license allows you to defer hunter education for 1 year. You can buy that license for up to 2 times. When you're hunting under an apprentice license, you must be accompanied by a licensed adult age 18 and over, but it's a great opportunity to try before you buy. You can grab that license. You don't have to take hunter education. You just have to hunt with somebody else. So if you're having trouble getting into a class or you're just not sure it's for you, but you want to give it a shot, be sure to check out our apprentice license.
All right. And this information, Ben?
I'll give out my phone number.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give out my phone number. I've been getting calls about this event on Process Your Deer event. And my phone is 785-256-3614. The announcement is on Facebook with Kansas Wildlife Federation. It is also on Facebook with Todd Lovin, I believe, at Tuttle Creek State Park. And Tana has got on the statewide KDWP site yet.
I will double check on that. If it's not up now, we'll make sure it's reposted and brought to the front of everybody's mind.
All right. I think Dave Lewis has a comment.
Brandon here. Peoples, thank you so much for allowing us to get the information out. We are behind on getting announcements made. Thank you so much, Brandon.
You bet, Ben. I think Dave has one comment for you real quick.
Actually, it's a question, Ben. Are you ready for me?
This ought to be fascinating, too. What
Absolutely.
You got,
well, I know it's not necessarily your arena, but I understand the tubes are being inspected and drained.
Well, it'll be the last 3 weeks of October. I was over it yesterday. They were still letting out water. But yes, when they drain, it's called dewatering, and it's basically been dewatered to some degree. The difference this time will be that they will pump that water that's at the outlet right where the water comes out. You know, that's kind of a tourist attraction, watching it come through there. But they'll pump that out in order to inspect after last year. It hasn't been inspected, or it's typical that they inspect it every 5 years. And after last year's 40 feet of water all summer, well, it's probably in need of inspection.
Okay.
And so, River Pond will be very, very low. But there's another event next weekend. I got a feeling it'll still have some water. But there's a glow float next weekend, Saturday night. And that's at River Pond area, and that you sign up through it's a night float with kayaks and canoes, and you sign up through Manhattan Parks and Rec. There we go.
All right, Ben, thanks much. Thanks to both of you. It's News Radio KMAN. It's now 10 a.m. Good morning.